Yeah, they lost again. They stink. Worse yet, they're looking across the diamond from what they should be. The Cincinnati Reds are a game over 500. The Pittsburgh Pirates are so far under 500, I've lost count. The Reds payroll, according to SpotTrack.com, actually $2 million lower than the Pirates payroll. And yet they are right there in the thick of the wild card race. I used to hate the Reds back in 13, 14, and 15 because the Pirates would be going back and forth with them and Aroldis Chapman would be throwing 102 miles an hour at Andrew McCutchen. And they had great battles. And Johnny Cueto happened and he dropped the ball and the Pirates blackout. I think I hate the Reds more now than I did then. And they haven't done anything to my Pittsburgh Pirates. Except for make all the right moves while Ben Cherington has made all the wrong moves. You don't have to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets or the Phillies or the Cubs to be relevant. You can spend like the Pirates. The Reds are doing it. The Pirates paid Tommy Pham, their left fielder, who they run out there almost every day, 1 year, $4 million. And he is one of the worst players in all of Major League Baseball. He couldn't even catch that fly ball yesterday, Doran. Meanwhile, the Reds gave the exact same contract to Austin Hayes. 1 year, $4 million. If he's good this year, they could pay him $12 million next year. There's an option. The guy who's making exactly the same amount of money as Tommy Pham is hitting .330. With a 161 OPS plus, meaning he's 61% better than league average. He's got a 977 OPS. Jeez. Meanwhile, again, the Pirates are trotting Tommy Pham out there every day. We can bitch, moan, and complain about the Pirates' budget, and we should bitch, moan, and complain about the Pirates' budget. But you can go to the dollar store. You can go to the boutique, as my grandma would say, like a consignment store. And you can still find something nice. Macklemore did. Macklemore said you go up in there, you can get a t-shirt that someone else is spending $50 on. He's a one-win player, Austin Hayes. Tommy Pham, a negative war player. But that's not all. Gavin Lux. They go and get this guy. Do the Reds this offseason. 1 year, $3.25 million. It's a little bit more than the Pirates are paying the rotting corpse of Adam Frazier. He's got a 791 OPS. He plays shortstop. He plays second base. He can play outfield. So he can do the Adam Frazier thing. You can move him all over the diamond. Except by comparison, the dude looks like Jimmy Rollins. He's got an OPS plus of 116. Meanwhile, Spencer Horwitz, the Pirates' big offseason acquisition, Doran, is getting platooned with a 30-year-old career minor leaguer, Nick Solak. So the Reds start a lefty yesterday, and Nick Solak, who's 30 years old, has only been a cup of coffee guy in the majors, he's your starting first baseman? Meanwhile, they got Gavin Lux and Austin Hayes. Reds payroll virtually the same as the Pirates. It is possible to win if your general manager spends the money he does get on the right guys. Oh, wait, there's more. Last thing, Doran, I'm sorry. It's not that expensive to hire a manager. They got Terry Francona. Derek Shelton got fired in May, which means that ownership and the GM at least were considering letting him go at the end of last year. You don't pull the plug on a manager this quickly into a season if you hadn't been thinking about that before. So why not have a little preemptive strike? You know Terry Francona wants to manage. Bring him in.
Right.
We're not talking about adding $35, $40, $50 million to a payroll. We're talking about paying a manager not to work and then hiring another manager, something they wound up doing anyway. So the Reds are the anti-Pirates, and it's got me fit to be tied, Doran Ritz.
And they're, just like you said, they're basically in the same boat financially. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I think the biggest overarching issue between the two clubs is they develop players better too.
Yes.
Like their development system is way better Because what? Those were the two acquisitions that they made in the offseason, right? Lux and Hayes, I believe.
Yep.
I believe. They develop players. Pirates do not. Pirates do not. They develop pitchers. But they have nobody in the system or who has been brought up that can actually make a big productive slam, I guess, if you will, within the ball club. That's the biggest thing. That's what really falls on Charrington in my mind.
Well said.
It's development.
It's both. But the more important piece, you're right about that, Dorn, is the development. You can win with a minuscule payroll so long as guys you acquire via trade come in and help you, so long as guys that you draft get developed and they help you. You can spend $79 million and be a game over 500 and 3.5 games out of a wild card if guys that you took in the draft come in and help you. And then you can supplement with Austin Haynes and Gavin Lux, who are hitting 4 and 5 in their lineup, and it makes me want to cry. Texter writes in at 412-928-9370. Don't hate the Reds, hate the Pirates. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Get mad at the Pirates front office for not making those kind of moves. Seriously, it would have cost $8 million to get Austin Hayes and Gavin Lux. And if they're hitting 4 and 5 in the Cincinnati lineup, which isn't some great shakes, but they're hitting 4 and 5 in the Cincinnati lineup, where would they be hitting here? Oh, let me tell you, 4 and 5. Key Brian Hayes in the Buccos lineup last night goes 0 for 4. That's not a Ben Charrington guy. Andrew McCutchen, not really a Ben Charrington guy. Bob Nutting's the one who got him to come back.
Yep.
They had coffee. Bob said, why don't you come back? And here he is. Brian Reynolds, not a Ben Charrington guy. Joey Bart is. Canario is. Then you got Nick Solak and Tommy Pham and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Jared Triolo. That's the Pirates lineup last night. Spencer Horowitz got in there as a pinch hitter, Doran.
Mm.
He goes 0 for 1.
Mm.
So you're right. It's not just, hey, let's go out and spend $8.25 million on a Gavin Lux and on an Austin Hayes to supplement our homegrown dudes. It's there's no homegrown dudes
right.
to speak of.
Nope. The system's done. There isn't a system.
Think about where they are from a pitching standpoint too, man. And it's almost impossible to be as bad as the Pirates have been when you're pitching as well as they've pitched. The Pirates, when Paul Skenes or Mitch Keller start, are 5-15. Paul Skenes has a 2.44 ERA. Mitch Keller has a 3.88 ERA. And as producer extraordinaire Charles Borges pointed out on Twitter last night, if you take out the Yankee start for Keller, where he was very bad, he'd have an ERA under 3.
Mm.
And you're 5-15 in those starts. I'll throw Andrew Heaney in there. Because at least one thing Ben Charrington has done well is develop the pitchers, draft the right pitchers, and then supplement the pitching rotation with offseason moves. Andrew Heaney, 3.02 ERA. They're 3-6 in his starts. So you got a guy with a 2.44, a guy with a 3.88, a guy with a 3.02 ERA. And Doran, they are 8-21 in those starts.
Ugh.
That is a playoff worthy top three. And you're 8-21 when they take the baseball. And you've got national talking heads, and we'll get into this more in depth as the hour goes on. You've got national talking heads saying, trade Paul Skenes now at the deadline. Or trade Paul Skenes this offseason. How about just build around that rotation, damn it?
Yeah.
And I know that Jared Jones ain't going to pitch this year, and he ain't going to pitch next year. And I don't know what's going to happen with Oviedo. And I know that Barco got removed from a start after 23 pitches. I think he's just going to skip one. But you've got a rotation that is playoff worthy. And it's not just that you're middling along at 500 because you can pitch really well and you can't hit. No, you are so bad at hitting the baseball that you're only up, what, 5 games on the Colorado Rockies, a team that is on pace to be the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball. Ben Charrington needs to go full stop. Oh, trade Paul Skenes. No, get a competent GM in here. Because let's say you do sign Lux this offseason. You do sign Hayes this offseason. That doesn't fix all your problems. Mm-mm. Believe me. But then next offseason, you do the same thing. You get a competent general manager who adds a couple of guys on a budget who are useful players. It don't take much with this pitching rotation.
No.
It does not take much to be a competitive ball club. It is almost impossible to not be competitive.
It's a shame that they didn't see that. I mean, this past offseason. Like, I mean, everybody was calling for it. Everybody could see it except for them. Like, just to add and then keep adding and keep adding. I mean, you can actually be competent in Major League Baseball if you just added, just like you said. Like, I mean, this is kind of just full circle. Like, it's just, it's mind-boggling that they didn't make the appropriate moves.
You are wasting Paul Skeens.
You're wasting.
You're yes. wasting this good young pitching, and it's not even just Skeens. You've got the number two prospect in all of Major League Baseball who at any day now should be making his Major League debut, and you effed around and you wound up with Adam Frazier and the guy who can't even catch a fly ball in Tommy Pham.
Unreal.
Screwed it up in Philadelphia, too. That was supposed to be his thing. Yep. Oh, defensive run saved. Look at Tommy Pham. He's a leader, and look at these defensive run saved numbers. I don't need the analytics. I have eyes. Mother bleeper can't catch a pop-up. 412-928-9370. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're awake now. We've got Dom DiTommaso behind the glass, also affectionately referred to as Intern Dom. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, it wasn't a hot take artist who says the Pirates should move on from Paul Skeens, but a guy that I've been a fan of for a long time. What does this tell us about Paul Skeens wanting to be here or not?
You're on the clock if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? You have 4 years after this to work with this immense talent. So what I'm wondering is, does it behoove the Pirates to hold on to Paul Skeens, one guy who pitches every 5 days? Oof. Or do you look at this situation like the White Sox looked at Garrett Crochet and go, there's no point in holding on. I know he didn't have 4 years of control like Paul Skeens, but 4 years of control just means more value in return. I'm going to throw it out there. Go ahead and slam me all you want, America.
Okay.
Would it be better for the Pirates to trade Paul Skeens for the largest haul of prospects we've ever seen?
All right, that's Greg Amsinger from MLB Tonight. He's an Emmy winner. He's super cool. I wish I could be him when I grow up. I used to watch MLB Tonight all the time back in the 13, 14, and 15 seasons, back when I was young and didn't have anything to do in my evenings. He's not a hot take guy.
Mm.
He loves baseball more than anybody. How about you just build around Paul Skeens?
Right.
Like, I'm tired of hearing this. And from somebody like him, it drives me up a wall. Because the assumption here, Doran, is if you trade Skeens, you're going to get the worthwhile return. No, you're not. No, you're not. Ben Charrington has made one or two trades that passed the sniff test in his entire tenure as the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, a guy who should have been fired when Derek Shelton was fired. And you want him, seriously, you want him to make the most consequential trade in the history of your franchise? You want that guy to make that deal at the deadline? Hell freaking no. And even if it's the next guy and he considers it, shame on him. You have him for 4 more years. And baseball sucks. It's my favorite sport. You love baseball. Imagine year two of Patrick Mahomes' career. Oh, they should trade him. It doesn't happen there. Oh, imagine LeBron James, year two of his career in Cleveland. Oh, they should trade him to build up a roster. It doesn't happen in the other sports. Sidney Crosby, year two, trade him for the Ottawa Senators' first line with Daniel Alfredson, whatever. It doesn't happen in the other sports. And guys like Greg Amsinger, who I like, they talk about this as if, oh, this is good for the sport. Get Paul Skeens somewhere where people can actually watch him be in a playoff race. Oh, and it'd be good for the Pirates too. No, your sport is crippled and broken.
I think it's more about people not – this goes back, what, 30 years? I think it's more about that, of the Pirates never going to get it right with Paul Skenes. I think it's more about that than anything. It's like, trade Paul Skenes, whatever you get back, but just get this guy out of here because it's never going to – you're never going to make it right. I think that that's where these talking heads, these national talking heads are saying about Skenes is like, the Pirates are never going to get it right around this guy.
Spoiler alert, they're not going to get it right by trading him either.
That's why that I think that they're saying that. Just trade him. Get him out of here.
Well, I'm speaking for me and for Pittsburgh, and I'll tell you this. I want to watch that guy pitch every fifth day because that's the only joy I get as a Pirates fan.
Absolutely.
We love this team, and we shouldn't. We're scorned lovers. We shouldn't love this team, and we see the ratings. We see the stream numbers. We watch the YouTube, and we see a number of people that are tuning in every morning. You would think that there would be apathy about this baseball team and that people wouldn't care, and they would just say, enough already. The Bricks and the Clemente and everything that has happened this season, and just say, you know what, to hell with them. I'm not going to watch. No, you watch. I watch. And we all care. And we're not apathetic. We are angry. And I got one good thing. One to watch with these Pittsburgh Pirates, and that's Paul Skenes going out there every fifth day. Eventually, they're going to trade him. That is this stupid sport. There's like six teams, if that,
right,
that can ultimately afford what Paul Skenes is going to command on the open market. That's such a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a disaster. And they've expanded the playoffs so that teams with small payrolls can artificially feel like they're in it. Like you're right around 500 like the Reds are. Ooh, you're 3.5 games out of a wild card play spot. They fake it for us. Let's expand the playoffs. No salary cap. No salary floor. Let's just expand the playoffs so average to mediocre teams' fan bases can feel like they're in it. The economics of baseball are so unbelievably broken, man.
Oh, they definitely are. But how can we can't blame the sport whenever we just talked about the Cincinnati Reds doing what they're doing with a lower payroll than the Pirates.
No, you're right about that. What I'm talking about is eventually they're going to have to trade Skenes.
And it's not fair because you literally can't afford them.
Correct. It's not fair.
Yeah, it's not.
But they're going to have to do it eventually. It just doesn't have to be now. And I hate the discourse. Oh, the Pirates need to trade Paul Skenes. As if the haul of prospects they're going to get back in return is going to change the direction of this franchise.
It's not, and I don't think that anybody cares. Because they think that this franchise is going to be what it is and what it has been. I don't think anybody cares what the haul is back. I think that people just want to see Paul Skenes play for a competitive team because he's such a talent. And whether it's trading him 3 years, 4 years from now, or tomorrow, there's nothing that's going to change in that gap. Nothing. I think that people have the faith. They don't have the faith of the Pirates to make adequate moves to surround Paul Skenes. That's what they're telling me.
And they shouldn't. They should have zero faith because now you're 0-for-1, right?
Yep.
You're 0-for-1 offseason. Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier come up on in here. It's a joke. Dom DiTomaso's behind the glass today. He tweeted out 2 days ago 4 screenshots of stories, hypothetical trades, what they would look like if Skenes got moved to the, wait for it, Dorian, this will be real surprising, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Mets. What I'm saying is you do not trade Paul Skenes now. You do not trade Paul Skenes in the offseason. You do not trade Paul Skenes at next year's deadline. You do not trade him at the following offseason because you're not going, especially with this general manager, to get enough in return that it makes it worth it. And so if you're going to be bad, I love myself a lot more than I love Paul Skenes. If you're going to be bad, I still want to watch that guy every fifth day.
Yeah.
He's appointment viewing. I don't care if they're 50 games under 500. If he's on the mound, I watch because he brings me joy. And I've been critical of him because he hadn't been as good as last year. Sue me. Doesn't mean I haven't enjoyed him. I think there's art in watching that guy pitch when he hasn't had his best stuff for most of this year. And he's still got a 2.44 ERA. I marvel at him every time he takes the pitcher's mound. I want to continue to marvel at him. And not in a Yankees jersey, dear God. Not in a Dodgers jersey. Not in a Red Sox jersey. Can someone speak up for the little guy? Like, the solution from the Amsingers and from the Jeff Passons is, oh, the Pirates should trade him. Well, since we're talking about crap that's not going to happen, instead of that being the hypothetical, oh, trade Paul Skeens, how about say that the ownership here in Pittsburgh spends the money? Where is the national voice?
Because they know that they're not going to do it.
They're not
going to
trade Skeens either. Not right now. So if you're talking about crap that's not going to happen, at least take up for the little guy. Not say, ooh, Paul Skeens should go to a mega market and be a behemoth of a star there. No, F that. If you're talking about crap that ain't happening, because they ain't moving him at the deadline.
No.
If you're going to talk about stuff that's not going to happen, that has no basis in reality, then how about, say, the Pirates should spend $50 million this offseason?
But it's going...
Say that.
It's going to happen at some point.
Sure.
It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. At some point, but he will go to one of those teams.
Yeah, of course he will.
Right. So, like, whether it's now or later, it's going to happen at some point. So might as well get in front of the
now is such a disservice to people who care about baseball
for
in
sure.
this town.
For sure. They don't care, though.
I know, and that's what I'm pissed about.
Yeah, they don't care.
Greg Amsinger says trade him.
Well, it's kind of like...
Trade him now!
Well, Crowley, it's the deal.
We have barely had him for a year!
Crowley, it's the deal. It's like, if you don't
care... It's been 375 days!
If you don't care, why should I care?
But I care. And Pirates fans care.
But they feel like the Pirates organization, if you don't care, why should we care? If they cared a little bit, then people would care that talk about this. But they don't.
You know what you never hear from MLB Network? What you never hear? Sell the team. You never hear that from them.
Yeah, they're probably not.
You don't hear it from Passan. You don't hear it from anybody in the national media. Sell the team. But you hear, trade Paul Skeens. The one nice thing we have. And people are texting, and I feel bad for Skeens. Don't feel bad for Skeens. He's going to make $500 million. Feel bad for yourself. Feel bad for me. Feel bad for Dorn. Feel bad for Dom. People who watch this team every day, who care deeply about this team. And people say, well, stop paying attention. No, my grandma loved the team. My grandpa loved the team. My mom loved the team. They pass it on. That's what fandom is. We're trapped. Anyway. 412-928-9370. Pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that, 412-928-9370. You hear so much trade Skeens, but from the big national talking heads, you never hear enough about salary cap. You never hear that. Oh, you better get Skeens out of sorry-ass Pittsburgh. We got to get him to a big market. But you never hear these guys take up for the small market teams.
Because one thing could be true and will be true, and one thing is a hope and a dream.
Yeah, because no one ever talks about it. No one ever holds their feet to the fire.
Because it's never going to happen.
Probably not.
Right.
But if we bitch and moan enough, it can.
No.
We got Canada fired, Doran. We got Shelton run out of town.
One thing will happen, one thing will never happen.
People think we ran Kenny Pickett out of town, which is laughable, but we got the power. 412-928-9370. More on this when we come back. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour. The man morning show, Dorm. The fan morning show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not. I'm quiet.
Now it's an intern Dom fan headline.
I'm quiet.
I didn't want to try to say D. Tommaso there.
Yeah, just say Dom. It's a lot easier.
Texter, I'd rather watch Skeens win somewhere else than whatever is happening here for the next 4 years. Do you out there at 412-928-9370 feel the same way? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We've got texts galore, Doran, saying that the Pirates should trade Skeens for a haul. Here's one. Quote, 100% on board with trading Skeens now, getting a king's ransom of young top prospects. Only way to turn the franchise around, end quote. You know what this is? This is Stockholm Syndrome. Pirates fans have been beat down by the economic system of Major League Baseball and by ownership for so long that the national media members, they speak something into existence. Guys, it'll be a great idea. Just trade Paul Skeens. And now Pirates fans say, okay, yeah, it's a great idea. It just... And I'll get off this soapbox in a second, but it just drives me up a wall that is what the national media members are saying instead of pointing to all the inequalities within Major League Baseball. You have the platform. You talking heads, like the Rosenthals of the world, the Amsingers of the world, the Passons of the world, Buster Olney, the list goes on. You have the power to at least get it out there. This is wrong.
Who pays their checks?
Yeah, that's right. But that's the reality.
Uh-huh.
It's Stockholm Syndrome for Pirates fans. Mm. It's never going to work with Skeens. Got to trade him. No, not a year before the contract. Not 2 years before the contract. No, trade him in year two. And some Pirates fans, maybe not all. That's why I threw it up on the Twitter poll. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. It sickens me. And I will have a soft spot for Skeens forever. But do I want to go see him win someplace else these next 3 years? No, I want him in a Pirates uniform. That's what being a fan is.
It's inevitable, though. He's going to at some point.
I know, but at some point's different than right now, isn't it?
Not really.
You don't want to soak him up for 3 more years?
I would love to, but also, like, I know that it's just going to look like this. So what's the point?
The owner can spend more money, and you can get a general manager in here who's going to spend the money.
Crowley, we've been talking. We've been saying this for years.
You can spend the money more adequately than at the very least. If people don't want to meet me on the owner thing, you can spend the money better. We've seen it. Neil Huntington did. The Reds are doing it right now. It doesn't take much.
It doesn't.
Just don't be an Imrod.
Well,
don't sign Tommy Pham instead of Austin Hayes. Austin Hayes could win the damn batting title. He's hitting .330 for $4 million. And you got Tommy Pham. Let me slide and make this catch look difficult. And the friggin' ball hits off his glove.
Catch look difficult.
You know who used to do that all the time, but actually would catch the ball, is Jim Edmonds?
Yeah, Jim Edmonds.
Are you too young for Jim Edmonds, Dom? He gives me a thumbs up. You're allowed to talk.
Was
you're
Jim
not
Edmonds,
callous.
Was he the Braves? No.
No, that was Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones. Jim Edmonds. Clayton?
Cardinals.
Cardinals, jeez.
And he would...
I knew it was red.
He would take these circuitous routes. You were playing football back then.
Right.
He would take these circuitous routes to the ball, and he would sprawl out and dive, and the announcers, oh my God, it's the greatest catch I ever saw. Yeah, he could have just run straight to the ball and camped under it. But it served him well, because he wound up winning multiple gold gloves. That's what Tommy Pham does, except he doesn't catch the baseball. I digress. Meanwhile, all this comes into focus... Because you had a plan, right? It's year six, and you're gonna have Skeens, and you're gonna have Jones, and you're gonna have Keller, and you're gonna have Bubba Chandler, and oh my God, look at that rotation! And yeah, that, not even have the makings. That's just a great starting rotation. You slap Andrew Heaney on the back end of that, who's got a 3.02 ERA, but then Jones is out for this season and perhaps all of next year, and Hunter Barco, who is also going to be part of this thing, he got pulled after 23 pitches the other day. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. And it's just depressing, man. It's depressing. Because you and I did not pick the Pirates to win more games than they lost this year. But we get texts all the time. You guys should have seen this coming. Nobody saw this.
No, not this bad.
Coming. Nobody thought that they would be one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. And if you did, more power to you, but I think there's a lot of revisionist history going on. Like, nobody thought, dude, that on May 20th, Doran,
nope,
they'd be 13 games out of first place and 8 games behind the fourth place team in the division.
Nope.
They got 15 wins. One of the worst teams in the history of Major League Baseball, Colorado's got 8 wins. Nobody saw this coming. And it's got me depressed.
Yes.
Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. A lot of people calling in. Tom in Franklin Park, you can lead us off today. Hi, Tom.
Hey, man, I'm depressed, too. How you guys doing?
Depressed!
I know. Well, listen, I got a solution. I think Don Kelly can change it around. I blame Derek Shelton. It's just that they're soft. Their mentality's soft. It's softer than baby droppings, man. That's what it is. I mean, Don Kelly, you got a team. I don't blame Sheraton. What they need to do is, can they really, they're competitors. They get to go home. They have money. But at the end of the day, can they really settle with this dead last? Like, they actually feel good about this?
I have to believe, and I'm a cynic as much as the next one, I have to believe Ben Sherrington goes home and cries himself into his pillow. I hope.
I don't think so.
Because he's still employed.
I think he thinks he's doing the best job he can.
You know, he skipped his radio show this weekend.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. I don't know if he had something personal going on. Mm-hmm. I can only speculate, and that's not really fair, but I don't think that's a good look when you're 18 games under 500.
I think he thinks he's doing the best job he can.
Guys like Tommy Pham, they'll turn it around, Doran. Just look at the underlying analytics. Yeah. We got a bunch more calls online. We'll get to Yin's coming up next. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour. 412-928-9370. To quickly address the caller's point, yeah, Shelton was a problem. Ben Charrington's a much bigger problem.
Right.
Like
Don Kelly's not a problem.
No, I think Don Kelly's pushed some of the right buttons. Yep. Like, it was the right idea for Adam Frazier to bunt the other day. Mm-hmm. He bunts it right back to the pitcher. Right.
Like Don Kelly can.
Hey, what? Like, I want Don Kelly to be a player manager. I bet you he could lay down a bunt still. Like, seriously, lay down a bunt. Mm-hmm. I would rather have Don Kelly suit up every night than Tommy Pham. Seriously. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. The Pirates have now gone 24 consecutive games, Doran, without scoring more than 4 runs. That hasn't been done since the 1971 Philadelphia Phillies, and it's only happened 5 times in Major League Baseball history. I think the record's 29 consecutive games. I'd say that's more likely than not, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeff in West By God, Virginia, calling from Morgantown, wants to chime in. Hi, Jeff.
Hey. I agree with your $50 million payout, and I'm sure that Nutty could afford it, but I wish they'd have done it before this year and not before next year.
Yeah, regardless of Jeff, I mean, they could do everything right from this point forward, and I'm not predicting that. Let's be clear on this.
They're not going to win this year. They might as well quit.
Well, they're not going to do everything right, but let's just say they do. From this point forward, you do everything right and you add to the roster, they'll still have failed Paul Skeens because they didn't make good on this year.
On this, right.
Like, you know what you got in that guy.
Bizarre.
And even if next year you do get the next year's version of Hayes and Lux like the Reds did, and let's say you went out and you spent an $18 million bucks on a guy like Goldschmidt, and you really you did what they don't do, you still
wasted
flubbed this year and wasted this year. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly right. And it's maddening. Like, we're used to this. Like, seriously, we're used to them being out of it in May. The difference is why it hurts so much now is because you have Paul Skeens and you have a legitimate horse to build around. And it's not even just Skeens. We went over it earlier. Skeens, Keller, and Heaney, even without Chandler, even without Jared Jones as part of this, that's still a really good top three. And you've got the worst offense by far in Major League Baseball. Shall we go to Elwood City and talk to Donovan?
Sure.
Hi, Donovan.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I agree that there needs to be a salary cap because, and if there isn't that, then the commissioner of baseball needs to step in, not just for Pittsburgh fans, but for other small market teams where the owners are not caring about the fans. You know what I mean?
I think there should be a salary floor. I think that that's a reasonable argument or a debate or negotiation that you could actually for real get is a floor where you have to spend a certain amount of money regardless of what team. Like, I mean, there's never going to be a cap.
Yeah. And then like, that way the revenue sharing money
goes
directly to the payroll and not into lining pockets.
Right.
I'm with you on that. And it is much more realistic because you might actually see the players union sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that people tend to forget is it's not just the owners that don't want the salary cap. It's the players union.
For sure.
Remember back to COVID. I mean, it was a war. It became an additional collective bargaining agreement, and it was a war. The players union doesn't want the salary cap either.
No.
All right. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn about this, among other things, when we come back. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. Today, cloudy all day, high of Mario Lemieux, 66 degrees. Tomorrow, rain all day, high of Carl Hagelin, 62. I like playing this game.
I do too.
There were some other 62s. Now I've put us both on the spot.
Yeah, I have to think.
Now we'll have it for the next hour.
Okay.
Jeff Hathorn coming up next. Fan Morning Show.